For Valentine's Day, Brookfield Zoo is offering you an opportunity to name a beloved creature after your ex. Plus, there are some other packages for those who haven't been scorned so badly by love. Let's welcome Tim Sullivan to the program, Director of Behavioral Husbandry for the Chicago Zoological Society at Brookfield Zoo. Tim, welcome back to Doubledale, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you, and it's a pleasure to be on your show.
I like to support both major zoos here in town, Brookfield Zoo included, obviously. So what have you arranged for people to do? It's a nice opportunity for people to pay tribute to their ex on Valentine's Day.
Right. And I'll start off to saying that people actually sometimes like cockroaches, so they can go ahead and get a naming for a person that loves cockroaches or loves bugs. But, of course, all the hoopla and interest is in the other side of it, the negative side for our exes that might have. And that gets most of the play here at Brookfield Zoo, too, where someone can make a donation to the zoo to have their ex named name a cockroach after their ex, I'll put it that way. And when we get that in, it comes up with a nice little certificate of naming, and that will go on a very large and growing board of shame that will be mounted on Valentine's Day in our Hamill Family Play Zoo for all to see.
Full names, Tim?
Just the first names, yeah. We're going to keep this little anonymity in that for them.
Do you have the first name of the person do you use both names? In other words, is it, to Rachel from Tyler, or to Brett from Kim. Do you use both names?
I think we do or can. Wow. It's really up to the giver.
And you're asking for
how far they want to go, yep.
And are these visible?
They are, yeah. Like I said, we'll put a big board up in our Hamilton Play Zoo for people to come in and enjoy the large growing number of named cockroaches for exes.
Do divorce attorneys ever contact you with subpoenas?
They don't, but they can certainly monitor our social media platforms, too, where these names will be put as well.
I'm just asking you, I don't know your personal situation, but if you did have an ex, whether it's just an ex-girlfriend or whomever, wife, whatever, wouldn't you just rather, leave sleeping dogs lie?
You know, that's where I come from, but that's not necessarily the case around the country, apparently, because it's very popular. And, the cockroaches themselves are, I believe, very good. And I would never name anybody after a cockroach because the cockroaches are an important part of our ecosystem. They do a great job in making sure that all that organic material in the forests get turned into nitrogen to grow more plants and trees to help us improve our climate.
Right. These are your wild cockroaches. What about cockroaches in homes? They carry a lot of disease, my understanding, no?
They can, yeah, but they are only 4 cockroach species of the 4,600 around the world, so they're a very small population, part of the population of cockroaches in our planet.
Is it true that when Mother Nature decides to shake us off, like a bad case of fleas, thank you, George Carlin, that cockroaches will still survive?
And that's the beautiful thing about cockroaches. They're extremely flexible and adaptive. They can eat pretty much anything. They can live pretty much anywhere. And so I think those are positive qualities. But I think over time, this is an animal that's been scorned as much as the exes that are being named after them.
So we should protect cockroaches?
I think so. The ones in your houses don't need to be there. We can go ahead and still exterminate them. But don't put all the other 4,500 cockroaches in the same basket as ones that might be pests in your home.
What's the biggest cockroach in the wild?
That would be the Madagascar hissing cockroach, which we have here at Brookfield. So they're about almost 2 to 3 inches long and super wide. They weigh like an ounce and a half. So they're pretty impressive. And they have this great hiss that they give off when they feel like someone's intruding on their territory.
Do they bite?
They don't bite, no. But they feel weird on your hand when they're crawling around. Guests can come to our Hamill Family Play Zoo and actually touch a cockroach on their back and see that they're not that scary and pretty impressive little creatures.
Have you ever eaten one?
I haven't, but a lot of people do eat cockroaches. They're a great source of protein. And there actually is a lot of research now about certain species of cockroaches actually give birth to live young and have a milk crystal that they're young feed off of, and that Milk Crystal is actually incredibly nutritious, and folks are trying to look at ways of duplicating that as a potential source for nutrition for human beings.
Wouldn't that be something if the milk of a cockroach turns out to have some sort of great therapeutic effect for human beings?
That is, and actually a lot of areas like China and other and Asian countries use cockroaches, well, in powdered form or whatever, has great healing properties, either topically or ingested.
Tim Sullivan from the Chicago Zoological Society, on behalf of Brookfield Zoo, where do our listeners go to name an X after this beloved creature?
They can go to our website, which is Chicago, it's CZS.org, which stands for Chicago Zoological Society. If you go there, you can find both the way to name our cockroach here, but also the other Valentine promotions we have, which we've had in the past, either the Valentine cards, which you can print out for your kids or your adults to use to give to other people, and our adoptive animal, which we have Valentino and Patty, who are our Humboldt penguin power couple. They're our focused animals this year, and they have lots of packages, and one to meet every gift level for people that are looking.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
All right, Tim, nice talking with you. We'll have you back soon, and appreciate your time.
No, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Take care.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.